The show you're about to listen to is very old and comes with a warning. When we recorded these shows over a decade ago, the world was a different place and we were little more than children. As a result of this, you might hear a few things that by today's standards we judge to be inappropriate or offensive. Please don't be offended. In the years that have passed since recording these shows, we've all grown up to be wonderful, loving, liberal, free-thinking, open-minded individuals. If the us from over a decade ago say something to upset the you of today, please understand that we're as disgusted with ourselves as you are. But isn't this what life is all about? Learning and growing? We all said and did things in our younger days that make us cringe when we think about them. We just recorded it and put it out on the internet. With all that in mind, I hope you enjoy the show. Oh, and there's just one more thing. Don't email the show or try to enter competitions. We don't have that email anymore, and all the competitions are over. We do have a Facebook group where you're very welcome to discuss any aspects of the podcast. Please visit simplysyndicated.com for more information.
We are recording.
We are recording.
Sing the song, Craig. Go on, do it.
Hear you like movies. Well, I like movies too. And if you don't, I'll kill you. Because my name is Arnie, and this is Movies You Should See, the Arnie Special, including Predator.
My name's Craig Bevan.
My name's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm Mike Dawson.
I'm Alison Downing.
And I'm Richard Smith.
And this is the Arnie Podcast.
I wish you could all see the big beaming grin on Craig's face right now. Go on.
He's good, isn't he?
No, he's not good. He's appalling in every sense.
But we love him because he's appalling.
So this episode, what we're going to be theming this on, like, is the Governator's cinematic contributions or... how his films changed the face of cinema.
The subtle nuances of character development within the very defined characterization that...
Stop it right now.
You can't find anything intelligent to say about a film starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, apart from Predator. Predator is one of my favourite films ever because I think it's fantastic.
Terminator.
There are five Arnie films. Not key necessarily, because you have to include Running Man and Key, but you've got five good Arnie films for me, which include Predator.
Yes, magic.
Terminator 1, magic. Terminator 2.
Magic.
Total Recall, magic. And True Lies.
Not as magic.
That would be my five. True Lies is borderline, but I still quite enjoy True Lies.
I have to admit, I really enjoyed True Lies.
Mm.
A little bit more than I publicly want to admit.
You just have.
It was brilliant. It was on a Harrier at the end. Did you see?
Yep.
Yeah. You see? Yeah,
you're fired.
Art Malik through that building on a missile into the helicopter. It was brilliant.
It was fucking awesome.
It was really good. And when he speaks Arabic, well, and it comes up with the subtitle that's...
It's like the most
Arabic.
Underrated James Cameron film.
Yeah.
Out of all the ones he's done, you know, you always hear people talk about Terminator, The Abyss,
it's far
Titanic,
better than The Abyss.
But, you know, True Lies was just like
far
a kind
better
of
better than The Abyss.
The Abyss,
what planet
was
are you on?
Half hours of nothing really happening.
Oh,
no,
man. The Abyss, come on.
I have to side with Craig. The Abyss was meh.
Oh, okay.
True Titanic
Lies is better than
Titanic,
The Abyss.
On the other hand,
Titanic was an abomination.
It's a big pile of whatever you want to put.
Everybody
in
knows this anyway. We're not saying anything new.
No, we're not saying anything new.
So, yeah. Okay.
I like your choice of Arnie films, though. You see, it's a tricky thing because obviously James Cameron knows how to use him.
As does John McTiernan.
Arnie is more of a tool rather than a...
A talking prop.
He's an instrument.
Yeah, he's a walking prop. If when you want a big fucker with a gun, you go for Arnie. Or at least you did. Now you go for The Rock.
Or if you want a big fucker that you can comedically take the piss out of in a kindergarten cop kind of fucking
way. What a film, though. Come on.
It is a nice... Yeah, yeah. I quite like it all.
What else? Let's just go through some of this massive catalogue. So we've got Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer.
Crap.
He's in Red Sonja as well, isn't he?
Crap. Raw Deal. Crap.
Junior... Bollocks.
Crap.
We've got Twins.
Crap.
Mint. Twins is funny as hell. Twins is funny as hell.
You forgot the third rule. Yeah, the third rule.
Yeah, we've got Kindergarten Cop.
I was on telly the other day. It was brilliant.
We've got Kindergarten Cop as well. We've got those. It's not crap, you. Ooh. Just because you got toothache.
No, it's not good. It's not good.
Dawson.
Toothache Dawson is crabby.
Dawson is crabby.
I'm hungry.
Toothache Crawson.
Let's just call me Crawson for today.
Crawson, yeah.
I'm hungry too, but I'm mainly just crabby. So, yeah, he's done 5 good films, the rest of them all shit.
What about
The
Running Man?
Crap.
What? I will destroy you later.
Crap.
How is it
The Running
crap?
Man?
Yes, it's got cliche.
The Running Man.
It's so...
It's crap.
Did
good.
You not see the fat old man in the Lycra jumpsuit? I'm saying that was a bad move.
It pissed me off because I'd read the story first. It was a Richard Bachman story.
Stephen King,
alter ego type thing. And the story is massive. The story's huge. And when they talk about Running Man in the book, in the story, they're talking about running a long, long way away. It's not like a little game show that takes place within the confines of one city. You run as far as you can. So it was a bit twisted.
But at the end of the day, Alison,
I did quite enjoy it.
Who loves you and who do you love?
On it.
So who wrote The Running Man?
Richard Bachman.
Right, Stephen King's alter ego.
So it was Stephen King.
It was Stephen King who wrote The Running Man, wasn't it?
It was Stephen King who wrote The Running Man, effectively, yes. Anyway, what we were going to talk about was Predator.
And why is Predator good?
Because Predator's good because it's got a damn good cast. I think it's got a very good, you know, it's the same sort of formula as Alien. It's got that suspense, but we're set in the jungle this time. You don't actually see the Predator until later on. And to be fair, he's a scary fucker. Would you like to meet the Predator?
To be stalked by a Predator.
Exactly. He's a scary motherfucker.
But that doesn't make it a good film.
It does.
I wouldn't like to be killed by Freddy Krueger, but Nightmare on Elm Street 5 was not a good film.
Yes, but the suspense of the film I thought was fantastic. The build up of the first half of the film I think is fantastic.
I think it was good because we don't know what we're dealing with at first. We don't know what this Predator is, what it looks like.
But the thing is,
we kind of know what it's capable of.
It doesn't. You know, it doesn't ruin it when you see this nemesis either, like a lot of the films, a lot of horror films.
It's a very good, scary baddie.
It is a very good, scary baddie. When it's revealed, it's still as scary. It's not like, oh, there's the winged creature that's a bag of shit.
Unless, of course, the Predator has just been in a fight in the Antarctic with some aliens, in which case they're quite friendly towards humans and will run away in slow motion from explosions with humans.
Yeah.
And look like beefed up WWF wrestlers.
Yeah, as opposed to this.
Straight from the deadliest theatre in the world. With dreads.
With dreads.
What am I about? Yeah, that was awful. Sorry, we've got to get onto this. Because the Predator was sleek, weapons-based, sneaky,
hunter-type
character. And then they got to AVP and it suddenly turned into...
Look, they did the same thing to the Predator franchise that they did to the Alien franchise. They managed to couple the two together and destroy them both.
Single-handedly. Well done, Fox.
Well done.
Well done.
Round of applause.
Yeah. Two franchises.
Well done.
Two franchises in one shot.
It's like... The continually rumoured, and I've heard about this as a rumour for like the last 15 years of the Superman versus Batman movie. Never going to happen.
No.
Never going to tie up two major film franchises.
And to be fair.
And possibly destroy them both.
And to be fair, Superman would kick his ass.
Well, I can't even believe
it's a done deal, isn't it?
It's based on a comic book, isn't it?
As much as you'd want Batman to win.
And yeah, as much as you'd want
really
Batman
fair
to win,
fight,
it's just not
it?
Going to happen, is it?
No.
Batman's going to look cooler, though. As
he'd
I was
look
saying,
cool on his way out, but he's going down.
Rubber fetish gear. He's got the nice car. He's a millionaire. He gets birds and stuff like that. Superman wears pants, bad glasses, and uses Brill Cream. Game on.
See, now you've reminded me of a short film I saw a while ago that featured Batman fighting an alien
and then predator. That was meant. And then the Joker came along, didn't he?
Yeah.
And yeah. What was that?
I can't remember. It was something on a website.
It was a good short film, though, wasn't it? Really high production value just before Alien vs. Predator came out.
I'll have to try and check that out.
I'll have to find it for you.
That's also reminded me of the competition that is still ongoing. You've got one more week to get your entries in for If You Were a Superhero. This is inspired, of course, by our podcast on The Incredibles. If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be? And, you know, what would be your name? And if you could give a brief description of the power that you would possess.
I want pictures. I want hand-drawn pictures.
And if you succeed in wowing us the most, you will win
a
copy of
Wrath of Khan.
Wrath of Khan
Region
DVD.
2. Region 2.
Region 2 copy of Wrath of Khan on DVD. You would also get a VHS copy of The Shawshank Redemption. And this is the one that excites me the most: the packet of cock soup.
A bowl of hot, it's steaming frothing
cock soup. Now,
I'm hoping by now people believe us, because we said this on the last
three times we've said this now. We want entries. We need entries.
It doesn't require a soundbite or anything like that. Just an entry on the forum. And come on. Who can resist cock soup?
What I will say is that...
And for the benefit of last week's show, cock.
Cock.
Because I think we failed to mention it.
Some of us here are fans of Stephen Lynch as well, and he's got a song called Superhero about what superhero you would be.
Yeah.
So if you even think about sending us one of his suggestions, then you're not up for cock soup at all.
Believe we will be vetting.
We know.
We'll be vetting.
Mm-hmm. We know. What are we saying, Arnie, then?
Predator.
Predator, Arnie. Fantastic. Arnie.
John McTiernan, who somehow stopped directing good films.
What did he else? Die Hard?
He did Die Hard 1 and Die Hard 3.
Yeah, and is he doing Die Hard 4?
Yes.
Cool. That'd be good.
But then in between that, he did like Rollerball, something else.
Rollerball had a great deal of potential. As a concept, I think it's a great idea.
Not the James Caan one. The remake.
So the concept, but as a film, I've not seen either.
Right.
I played the computer game based on the concept, which was called Powerball.
Okay, let's talk about Arnie. Let's talk about Predator. Let's talk about
still on John McTiernan. Thank you very much.
But this show is about Arnie, and he'll get angry if he finds the show and
Arnie
realizes that we're not going to talk. He'll kill you.
You can't talk about like the Covenator like that.
He'll kill you.
I can.
He'll kill you.
He's got a pin in the Frapper map to guide him to you, Richard.
Yeah.
And if he asks me where you are, I'm just going to go, he's over there.
And don't think he won't just blow up the whole of Howarth.
Yeah.
He has that.
And
much
most
arsenal.
Of the surrounding Yorkshire area with it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. He has the entire army at the California at his disposal.
He can still fuck off.
Now, if they can find Britain, you're in a lot of trouble.
If he comes around, I'll play him his performance in Around the World in 80 Days and reduce him to a quivering wreck.
Or Hercules in New York, where he was Arnold Strong.
Arnold Strong.
And dubbed with an American accent.
Arnold Strong. Brilliant.
He trained in England.
Yes, he did.
In the north of England,
where?
I believe. I couldn't tell you.
Not
but I've seen an interview by the old couple who still run the gym where he trained at.
Trained to be an actor.
Trained to be
Mr. Universe.
He was right. Mr. Universe for like a million years.
Yeah, he trained to be an actor at Bretton Hall. And then he went off to be...
Then went to be Mr. Universe. Mr. Universe. And of course that qualifies you to be an actor. If the role requires that you are a big fucker with a gun. No more. And so, hence, Arnold Schwarzenegger was born. You know, he came to fame mainly in the 80s.
Yeah.
When we just had big films with big people blowing things up.
Yep.
And since then, we've moved on to acting-related films, and he's floundering.
Well, he's made his millions now, you know what I mean? He's now governor of California. He's got bigger fair fish to fry at the moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not got time for all that acting bollocks.
Were you saying earlier the Republicans are grooming him for the next Republican candidate for the presidency of the United States?
He's going to be.
Dear.
Which disturbs me, because more than anything, it will mean that the one vision of the future we predicted was the one stated in Demolition Man.
Yeah.
I was really holding out for the Star Trek future.
I don't know. That's more a long-term thing, because we'd probably all have been killed in World War III in the Star Trek universe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably. But, you know, ideally, if we're going away, I'm picking Star Trek, not Demolition Man.
But people in... actors in Predator, we've got Bill Duke, who's come up a couple of times recently.
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that name.
I do.
Bill Duke is...
He's in The Limey, the one who didn't understand the word Wilson was saying.
Yes. He was also recently in an episode of Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, and Bill Duke is... I think he's quality. I think he's quality. He plays a very unhinged Marine very, very well.
He always seems to play a similar sort of unhinged role, though. Mm. He's in X-Men 3 coming up soon as well, isn't he?
He is indeed, and the trailer to that looks absolutely fantastic.
It does, doesn't it?
I just hope Brett Ratner can pull the job off.
And we'll see.
I don't know how he can fail with that calibre behind him, I really don't.
Yeah, I suppose Rush Hour he only had Chris Tucker, didn't he?
Well, yeah.
But then again, Red Dragon, he had Ed Norton, Anthony Hopkins, and...
Well, he did Rush Hour, so...
He did Rush Hour 1 and 2, and he
now,
did
I enjoyed
Red
Rush
Dragon.
Hour 2. I've not seen Rush Hour. But I don't mind...
They're
quite
decidedly
like
nice, three-star, mediocre action comedy films. They're not great, but they're not shit.
Yeah.
I do like Jackie Chan, though. He's funny.
Yeah, he's...
And he does some crazy stuff. The man is insane. He's insane.
I'm just sat here rolling my eyes. I can't stand all that shit. I really can't.
No, the thing with Jackie Chan... The man bloody does it all.
He does it all. It's
not... He does it for the boys, though. He has got nothing for
on,
female audience.
He's ladies. He's ladies.
You can appreciate the skill required to
he
do
ain't
what
got
he
no
does.
Eye candy. He ain't got no body. He ain't got no personality. No, I don't want to be looking at Jackie Chan. I don't find him funny or anything else.
This glass smells clinical.
Has it got a salty rim?
It's not salty. It smells like Dettol.
What an interesting diversion from Jackie Chan's body, salty
but
ribs.
What about in Police Story when he's hanging off the back of the bus by the umbrella? And he really was
he
hanging
is.
Off the back
he's
of
there.
The bus with
he's
an umbrella.
It.
I was praying for that umbrella to just like.
Yeah. Jackie's brilliant. He's
well, Jackie Chan,
they
wanted him for Jet Li's part in Lethal Weapon 4, but he refused to do it because he never plays bad guys, apparently.
He probably, that's a nice roundabout way of him saying, no, seriously, that's going to be a bag of shite. I'm not.
I hadn't considered that. I hadn't considered that.
You should have started after Lethal Weapon 2. I don't want my name attached to this. Publicly, I will say, I don't play bad guys. When really he's saying, no, this is a bag of shit. Which it was.
It was a bit tossed.
You just need to read that opening scene of them fighting the guy with the flamethrower and think, what the fuck? No, I'm not doing this film. Let Jet Li do it. He does everything else.
They had to tell Jet Li to slow down, apparently, because the camera shutters weren't picking him up. He was moving too fast.
Wow.
They actually had the direction was, slow down, we can't see you.
If only they could have slowed him down to the point where he stopped and Kiss of the Dragon was never made.
that film, I saw that at the cinema. I was working at the cinema, so it was free. Before
it
you
had no point to it.
It was absolutely. And what were all these Americans doing in France? It was set in France, wasn't it? And like Bridget Fonda's like wandering around as a French prostitute with an American accent, and like at no point has she said that she's French.
Well, it was the gist of the film was that he was set up to appear to have killed somebody or something, was it? And then at the end of the film, when you find out who set him up, there's no reason for him to set him up at all.
No.
He just did. He woke up one day, thought, today I'm going to set up Jet Li. Bang of shit. Then The one.
Right?
It's like Highlander. It's like Highlander, but instead of swords, we're going to have martial arts and Jet Li.
It's
green light that one.
Hang on, I haven't seen this one, but wasn't the principle of The One that it was going to be that there was like 200 or something parallel universes?
Yeah.
Now, hang on.
It's
quite
a good concept.
If you're working on the principle of parallel universes, working on the principle that parallel universes exist, then by very definition, there are an infinite number of parallel universes, not 265.
Yeah, not exactly.
Exactly.
We've counted There's 265 parallel.
Now, if you're talking about a parallel universe that's caused by every decision made by every individual throughout history, and each individual decision made by each individual has an alternative parallel universe, then you have an infinite.
There's a few of them knocking about.
There's a couple of them. Yeah, true. Not just 200.
I kind of liked the concept anyway. I thought it was quite interesting that he would have to find himself in these situations. Yeah.
The premise of it was that if one of you dies in a parallel universe, then the remaining living ones get their power.
Yeah, become stronger.
So hang on. So if one of my parallel universe counterparts dies, then maybe I get my toothache away.
Possibly.
You may suddenly get the ability to heal.
I hope parallel universe Mike dies right now.
If it goes,
good dentistry. Yeah, maybe.
Could get good dentistry, but this is the United Kingdom. We don't have that.
Well, this is true.
Mm, have you seen our teeth?
I was talking about the other parallel Mike getting dentistry.
Ah, maybe he could get dentistry and then die, and then I'll have his good dentistry.
Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not. What are we talking about again?
We're talking about Arnie and his many parallel universes.
Now, I do like Commando.
Oh, what?
It's just a film for the boys, and it is
It's
good.
Comical, because really, you know, if you're in... To give him his due, as far as big blokes with big guns blowing up a lot of things go...
He's the best.
He's the benchmark, I'd say.
He was the best at the time.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Okay.
Right? I think there's been bigger blokes blowing up more with bigger guns since.
Yeah, but they've made bigger guns. They've made better steroids.
Well, then he should have fired the guy. I don't know what you're implying there.
Allegedly, they've made better steroids.
Might have done something.
Stallone at the time, obviously. Van Damme kind of creeped in towards the end.
He had a whole wife-beating episode and then sort of disappeared.
Van Damme was kind of like the art house.
He was the highbrow
martial arts viewer. Like, you know, the average popcorn munching cinema goer knew Arnie and Stallone, but like the one who wanted to really see some guys kick ass, they knew Van Damme.
I've never sat through, no, apart from Time Cop.
Time Cop's like his most accessible work.
I've never seen Double Impact.
I tried to watch AWOL. I watched that. That was great. I managed to predict that right down to the scene. Like, literally, he won't sleep with her tonight because that's dishonourable. He'll sleep with her on the next night because then he's like...
What was the other one that was in the ice hockey arena?
Sudden Death.
Sudden Death.
Yeah, that was pretty accessible as well.
Who else have we got? We've got Steven Seagal as well. Oh, he came out later on.
Have you ever noticed how Steven Seagal walks as if he's holding two pennies between his buttocks?
Watch him walk and
look at him and thinking that's a man trying to keep an object steady between his buttocks as he walks along.
The whole 2 hours scoping his ass, not checking out what he can do and how many people he can beat up and kick and all that.
If you want to allot an amount of time it takes to check out what Steven Seagal can do, you're into seconds. Especially in a movie. There was a story that he was stood outside a Hollywood restaurant and somebody pulled up in their car, gave him their keys and said, park it in a good spot, to Steven Seagal not so long ago.
Right. What did he do?
I think he killed him. Actually, in real life, Steven Seagal is like a fifth Dan martial arts legend, apparently.
Yeah.
The best film I've seen Steven Seagal in was Executive Decision.
Because he dies.
Yes, because he dies.
He dies.
That was awesome.
Worth seeing. His version of a film called The Patriot was far better than Mel Gibson's.
Right.
And still bad.
Who else have we got? Chuck Norris,
who roundhouse kicked. Chuck Norris, who was the fourth wise man who gave Jesus the gift of beard. And from day one, Jesus wore the beard proudly. And the other three wise men, jealous of Jesus's clear favouritism towards Chuck Norris, omitted him from the Bible. Later, all three wise men were found dead of roundhouse kick related injuries.
That's one for the Bible buffins to argue over for centuries, I think.
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet until Chuck Norris came along and roundhouse kicked her into a glacier.
Chuck Norris doesn't read. He stares books out until they give him the information he wants.
Do you see what's happening, though?
Chuck Norris doesn't sleep. He waits.
We're doing an episode on Arnie and we're talking about Chuck Norris.
Can I just say
that's how interesting Arnie is.
Chuck Norris Where's he at? He's selling multi-gyms on Sky.
Well, he was Texas Walker, Texas Ranger.
Texas Walker
Ranger.
Yeah, but
small stage of Walker.
And he's governor.
That's real life, though, dear.
Yeah, I know, but still. Yeah, but so he's selling multi-gyms.
We're all CG, remember? Yeah, but only can that happen in a CG world.
But Chuck Norris is the only man to count to infinity twice.
Yeah.
I mean, a man's a legend.
If you can see Chuck Norris, he can see you. If you can't see Chuck Norris, you're seconds away from death.
Yeah. Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer. Too bad he never cries.
Chuck Norris punched his way out of the womb.
Yeah, he wasn't born.
And immediately slept with the midwife, who was the third person he'd slept with.
Yep. We're talking about
a
time.
You see, this is how good Arnie is.
We're talking about a time when men were men and women were...
Right, while we're on Arnie.
Women were right, is that what you just said?
Men were men, women were right.
Oh, no,
old people were young, dead people were running free.
Soundtrack to Predator, fantastic. Subtle, beautiful, you know. Suspense.
Not as good as Eraser. That's the best Arnie film ever.
Oh, End of Days.
End of Days was better than Eraser.
Oh, God.
Now,
End of Days was the end of my life.
My parents were very strict with film certificates as I was growing up. I didn't see a 15 till I was 15 and 18 till I was 18.
Really?
The first 18 certificate film I went to see at the cinema was Eraser.
Really?
Starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, you want a definition of the phrase anticlimax? There it is. One of the shittiest films ever made.
A human being.
By anyone ever.
Monkeys
what about
make
the, like,
better films.
The zoo is a good place to hide it. It has six exits and six ways out. Really, does it? Both six exits and six ways out. Am I making that up? No.
They're all one way. I can't go out this way. It says entrance.
Just appalling.
Like in The Matrix, where they describe the Sentinels as so they designed for one thing and one thing only: search and destroy. That's two things, you dick.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
I'll sum that up in two words: rubbish.
Oh dear.
Isn't it like the one we heard on TV the other night when it was in that 70s show and Ashton Kutcher's character said, "I've got the three things women want. I'm really good looking and really smart." That slayed me. That was brilliant. Eraser, I'm sorry, I'm not done with this film. It was so monumentally shit. With the guns that fire bullets at the speed of sound but have no recoil on them whatsoever. Until they make the point about these super secret developed weapons that until the one in Arnie's hand, the smallest one had been fitted to the front of a boat, but Arnie can pick up two quite comfortably and stand just shooting off rounds at the speed of sound with no sort of recoil whatsoever.
Were they deliberately slower bullets then?
Because that's a fair point.
Because a bullet travels at twice the speed of sound, doesn't it?
You see the quality of film we're moving into here. Right? It's more likely that
they developed slow bullets.
Ow, that really hurt. It wasn't quite hard enough to penetrate.
And the number of times in that film that there would be an explosion and he'd get everything out the way except his hand. It happened twice. Mm. That was really crap. That grenade comes in, that nail bomb came in through the window and
I've not seen it.
And his hands stuck outside the fridge holding the door up to protect them and a nail goes through his hand. Later in the film they're hiding
at this point we might as well point out the Arnie scream that appears in
I'm sorry, in trouble.
You get it. It's
comes
better
Total
in the
Recall's
film,
the best one. Total Recall's the best, where he's on Mars and he's getting his eyes bulged out by the decompression.
He does it in End of Days as well, when he's being beaten up by Juliet's maid in End of Days. He's being rammed against walls, and it's again, it's
right. Okay, I think we should devote this next couple of minutes to the one-liners.
Arnie one-liners.
You're not sending me to the cooler.
really, I think the one definitive place to get the most is Last Action Hero, because they did that. For that film but was to take the piss out of
Arnie. That is very good. You like that as well.
I like it, yeah.
You like that as well.
That's John McTiernan as well. That's what I was missing.
Right.
Only John McTiernan and James Cameron can direct them, and Paul Verhoeven once.
Ow, my hand. It really hurts.
Just shot someone and I did it on purpose. Charles Dance, and that's brilliant.
Yeah.
If God was a villain, he'd be me.
Brilliant.
Because you'll pretend to be my friend, then you'll do a 360 on me. 180, you spaghetti slurping cretin. If I did a 360, I'd be all the way back where I started again.
You see, we can't even quote Arnie.
Yes, we can. Knock, knock. Stick around.
Hey,
there's
idiot.
More.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Of course. Hasta la vista, baby. I'll be back. I'm back.
Oh my god.
Unbelievable that
they
was.
They didn't have the flavour crisps you wanted, all those sorts of
Terminator 3. What the fuck?
Yeah, that was.
That was again
a big
I think, you know what we have
not
to
that
be
we
fair,
weren't expecting that anything better.
True.
Arnie has probably been in more crap than any other actor.
Steven Seagal, I think.
And he's probably
more widespread crap, more available crap than any other actor.
Yeah. Mm. And I think in terms of dollars wasted,
he's made the
on
most money
that could have been much better.
He's made the most money and seen the most money from crap than any other actor.
I would say so, probably.
Yeah, he's been busy, hasn't he?
Busy at
remarkable
crap.
Box office pull, considering a man who cannot act
or talk
and has the longest name in Hollywood.
That always
made me piss. You remember Dennis Pennis?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dennis Pennis, when he ran up to Arnie, it's like, Arnie, Arnold, you got the biggest name in Hollywood. 17 letters. It's just like, he's the same one he went up to Demi Moore and said, if it was done tastefully and Bob, oh no, what was it?
If it was done tastefully, would you consider keeping
your clothes
on?
I went up to Kevin Costner and said,
the Kevin Costner ones were the best.
The Kevin Costner one, where he goes, he says, oh, Kevin, can you say for me, you watch BBC Three? This is before BBC Three actually came out. And he's like, yeah, okay. I watch BBC Three. It's like, it's official, everyone. Kevin Costner is a liar.
He actually got into his limo at one point. Did you see that?
No, I missed
when
that
when Kevin Costner was leaving a function, he jumped over the barrier, got into his entourage and got in the limo before security realised he was there. How you failed to spot Dennis Pennis in Kevin Costner's entourage is beyond
me. He's not exactly the most subtly dressed
but
folk,
is
he?
He was in the fucking limo. Kevin was about to get in, security look in the limo, it's, what the fuck are you? Kevin Costner, poor man. Recently in the news because someone nicked his power book.
Aww. Was it you?
I wish.
Is it that one sat there?
We're recording our show today on Kevin Costner's power book.
The script for Waterworld 2 was on there.
God, you stop it.
Just want to say no.
No.
No, Kevin.
Do you think there must have been a point in that movie where he thought, you know, this is going to be wank. I have already spent $100 million.
I can't go back now.
Oh, God. It must have happened.
It's interesting what you were saying, Mike, about Arnie's inability to act, because my favourite parts... No, I can't really say that, can I? My favourite bits of Arnie are when he's actually not saying a fucking word.
Yeah.
In the Terminator movie where he's sorting his eye out.
Yeah.
And doing all that kind of soundless, just cold stitching himself up.
As in not acting?
As in not acting, just fixing his eye and stuff.
His best role.
The scene where he's fixing his eye in Terminator, you probably like that because that's not Arnie, that's a dummy.
That's true.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it?
The dummy has more charisma on set.
Arnie's best scene ever. And it's a dummy.
No, on the making of Terminator, there's a brilliant scene, and a bit where he comes up and he's just like, oh, I was just watching the special effects. They're so impressive because I was looking at it. I was just like, I don't know if it's me or if it's a dummy. Neither does anybody else.
Arnold, that's a mirror.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. I'm going to have to start keeping a collection of dumb quotes by celebrities.
Seriously, though, part of the beauty of Arnold Schwarzenegger films is Arnold Schwarzenegger. You don't watch them for anything other than Arnie, really. That's why they're called Arnie movies.
Arnie films.
You don't get, like, you know, you get Robert De Niro, a film that Robert De Niro's in or a film that Al Pacino's in, but you get it's an Arnie movie. Yeah. It's like
a franchise.
It's a genre onto itself. Yeah. You've got action films and then you've got Arnie
Jackie Chan films. Arnie films. Jean-Claude Van Damme films.
Not even Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Although,
films
what's
with
it?
Jean-Claude
Kickboxer was pretty good. I enjoyed Kickboxer. The fight at the end is awesome.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
Not seen it. Not sitting through a Jean-Claude Van Damme film.
Oh, glass. So they take the piss out of it in Hot Shots Part 2, I think, where they've got all the sweets on their hands when they're fighting and boxing.
That's
from Kickboxer, where they actually dip their hands in resin and then into like shards of glass, and they actually fight in Thailand like that.
Do they really do that?
Oh, yeah. Or at least they used to. I don't know if they do it anymore.
Why does anyone get into that? Who grows up thinking, you know what, I really want to fight in a cage with bits of broken glass?
Karate, judo. No, I think sharp bits of glass in my knuckles is for me.
Yeah.
Because the concept of being hit by anyone at all for any amount of time with broken glass stuck to their hands bothers me. Just one hit.
Yeah.
So putting myself in a situation where I'm likely to sustain many hits.
Not your ideal situation.
Doesn't appeal.
No.
Better off with the mixing board here.
Hey, Christmas tree, follow me.
Oh, God. Yaphet Kotto was about singing that film.
All the way.
Oh.
Jingle All the Way. Oh. Also starring the best young actor in Hollywood, Jake Lloyd.
Let's spin around. That's a good trick. Die, Jake, die.
How many people did they audition?
They went through half of America auditioning for Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, my God. My next door neighbour's dead cat could have done a better job than that.
He's good in Jingle All the Way, because in Jingle All the Way he has to play this obnoxious little shit. So
Jake,
just
get in front of the camera.
It's the film based on the premise that if the parent can't get the exact toy that the child wants for Christmas, then they are ultimately a bad parent and a bad human being, and their child will ultimately lose all faith in them and human life for all eternity.
You have what
like
you get
Christmas
given
story.
Kid, you know, if you
no,
don't,
not
you
like
don't get your bike.
Christmas story, not like a Christmas story, because you know, generally,
he'll shoot someone's
eye
out.
In a Christmas story, he just wants the toy, and it's not about whether his dad will get it for him. In Jingle All the Way, it's Dad, I want you to get me this present, and if you can't find me this present, then you're a bad father. And it's horrid. And it all teaches you the lesson that as
Dad,
long as you get your kids exactly what you ask for, I'll keep
can
asking.
I have Kevin Costner's Mac PowerBook, please? If not, you're a bad father. I'll get it.
Really bad.
Hey, Costner, your Mac belongs to me.
I'd pay damn good money to watch Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You started up Jingle Kevin All the Way too. You heard it here first. Arnie and Costner together at last.
Just so many bad films with Arnie.
Mm.
Around the World in 80 Days. Why was he in that? Have you seen his
movie?
I've seen it.
It's disgusting.
Surely it's there just for pure comedy. Ah, that's Arnie.
Yeah, but even so, he's shit.
Did we expect better of him, though?
No, why are we doing a show on Arnie?
Because he's meant.
Oh, Red Heat. Red Heat. Has anyone seen Red
Heat? Yes, Red Heat.
Oh, that's awful as well.
Yeah, that's a fairly dreadful mid-80s churn out.
Yeah, Arnie playing a Russian with an Austrian accent. It's kind of like when Sean Connery played a Russian with a Scottish accent. But
Kevin, Sean Connery plays everything with a Scottish accent.
Also,
but gets
Arnie
away
with
it
somehow. With an Austrian accent.
My favourite was in First Night when he gets mad and he goes, and we'll see you. You're like, you're King Arthur, why are you doing that? No.
You're waiting for the Jimmy on the
you
end.
Are,
like,
you see you. Jimmy.
Oh, God.
Kevin Costner.
Oh, I wish I hadn't watched First Night.
So does everybody who's seen First Night, apart from my mum. But she falls into the susceptible
to Richard Gere
in soft focus and lovely lighting in a forest category. You know, So the same.
I always remember though the one line where he gets like fighting with somebody, and one of the kids comes up to him and says, "How do you fight like that?" It's like, well, you gotta not care whether you live or die. It's like, I don't care now. Watching this film, whether I live or die,
I've lost the will to live. Water skiing behind a rowboat in armor takes it with that film.
Who was the girl in that? It was Julia Ormond, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What the fuck happened to her?
She starred in First Night.
Yeah.
Gear.
No, she was like, she was in The Priest, and then she was in something else.
She was going to be huge. Like,
she was going to be massive.
First Night.
And that remake with Harrison Ford, and then suddenly just disappeared.
Was that Sabrina?
Sabrina, yeah.
Yeah, but that was the romantic comedy starring Harrison Ford. And that's always a bad idea.
Mm.
There's no good romantic comedies with Harrison Ford. Sabrina, 40 no, days and 40 nights.
He does thrillers best, doesn't he?
He does thrillers. He does
suspense.
Adventure films.
Yeah.
Not action films, adventure films.
Mm.
Indiana Jones 4.
Come on. Let's make it. Not us, but let's get.
Yeah.
Come on, guys, make it.
Although, if they put Justin Timberlake in it, we'll remake it.
Yeah.
Re-edit it.
In fact, I think we could actually get a 5-year-old little girl who would be less girly.
Although, Justin Timberlake was good in the Matrix Reloaded special feature with Will Ferrell
and good.
Sean William Scott. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sean William Scott.
We're on some good quality actors here, because we started talking about a man who actually was legitimately confused for a dummy.
Himself.
And we've gone to another man who's just been compared to a 5-year-old girl, and the pinnacle of his acting career consists of a 2-minute short of an MTV Movie Award sequence. Right?
This is our high caliber highbrow show.
This is bad movies you should not see.
This is bad movies you have all seen.
Yeah, you've all seen.
You know who you are.
Okay,
Stand up and be counted for watching Arnie films.
There's the Arnie list of Terminator 1, 2, Total Recall, True Lies, and the other one.
Predator.
Last Action Hero. I say it was up there.
It's borderline.
If you want to see a film take the piss out of Arnie in the action film genre, then it's past as an hour and a half, but don't expect anything great.
Yeah. All of the above, really.
Yeah. And then anything other than those five with Arnie in...
Just don't.
Only
just
do don't. If you're really that sad and depressed and lonely and there's nothing else on.
End of Days is worth watching for Gabriel Byrne.
But he's generally very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gabriel Byrne. I'm a big fan. I wish he did more.
Mm.
But he's probably another example of English-esque actors not doing well because they aren't American.
I also think he picks and chooses his roles.
He's very serious.
He's got that kind of caliber about him that would say, "Look, I'm not doing this. It's going to make me look fucking crap."
You know, at one point,
he did End of Days.
You know, at one point, I'd have accepted Gabriel Byrne as Bond.
I see what you're saying.
Really, how far is he from Pierce Brosnan?
Not very. But
I think
he's a better actor.
You could see them two bumping into each other at a lot of auditions.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
They're the same.
I love Gabriel Byrne in Miller's Crossing.
I've still not seen Miller's Crossing.
It's absolutely amazing. It's the best Coen Brothers film.
And he's amazing.
For me, anyway.
Suspects.
Yeah. Yeah. Priceless in that, really is.
Yeah.
Right.
Are we done with Arnie?
I think we're
pretty much.
I think
we're straying on people who can actually act.
This has been one big weird tangent. Really, it's not the Predator show. It's the Arnie kind of mid-80s.
I tried to bring it back to Predator, but no one was having it.
Well, there's not really much to say about.
Briefly,
Predator.
Opinions on Predator 2.
Awful,
bollocks.
Not seen it.
Worth a watch, but not great.
And Alien vs. Predator.
I think you know our views on that one.
We've reached the point where if you haven't seen it and want to know what we're talking about, you really have to see it.
What, Alien vs. Predator?
Yeah.
One more time. I just want to clap to Fox one more time.
Yeah. Fox.
Ruining two franchises in one go.
Well done indeed.
Brilliant.
And I think that'll be it.
I think we're done.
Have we got any other business? Emailers, map.
Competition.
I know about the competition.
RSS
1 week left.
Feeds, forums, 1 week. Yeah. So
my music site.
So from when this podcast comes out, we'll be recording a week today as of release of this podcast.
So that'll be when we'll have the competition
that's like
results.
The closing date. I don't think we're gonna get a single.
I think surprise, it's a bit better this one. I think it's a bit better this
one. Wrong. We've done three adverts for this competition.
I think we're actually going to have to give away cold hard cash to get
no.
a competition.
No, no, I think, see, because we've opened it up to the forum now and not a soundbite. I think we're going to get some responses.
Yeah. And this is week three. We're talking in advance here, so we don't know how many thousands of you have already put in.
Thousands and millions of you.
Very clever entries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what else? Oh, we buy DVDs from us and download things as well.
Yeah, do it.
Store.
Check out the online store.
It at the top of the page. Yep. Store.
Right then.
Okay.
Thank you again for putting up with this show. Oh,
at least
it's a
Tristan
good one.
Wasn't on it.
Yeah.
Again, Tristan, what happened to him this week?
Yeah, man.
Because he came back briefly.
He did, yeah.
But then he was found dead again.
Well, he was on the run, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because of... Well,
basically, Arnie killed him.
Yeah.
And
he committed crimes against
California.
California.
So Arnie found him.
He was defacing photographs of Arnie in California, and that's never a good thing to do.
No.
So obviously, Arnie hunted
that's
him down.
Arnie stomping
he was
ground,
smoking a
it?
Fag on the street as well. That's going to just nail it for
him. In fact, put the cigarette out in a picture of Arnie. And I mean, as even if he did it on Arnie's face, it wouldn't hurt, but he would kill him.
Yeah, so that's where Tristan is. He's dead.
He's dead. Arnie killed him.
Yep.
Probably bits of his blood had left on Arnie's shoes or something like that.
Yeah.
Trying to create a graphic. Every single one of them.
Yes.
True lies.
Right
then.
If
he comes back next week, if he doesn't, we're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Actually, in the 3 weeks that go between this recording and the putting out of the podcast, if Tristan dies...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Then we're very sorry.
Yeah. Tough break.
Yeah. It's a shame that he was remembered for being killed by Arnie.
Well, I can think of worse ways to go.
Let's end this.
Goodbye,
let's go.
Everybody.
Do you want to sing us out?
Good night.
Who are you going to sing?
What? Sing us out, Craig.
No.
Go on.
I don't want
now.
To.
Do it.
Say now.
With what?
Say I'll be back in an Arnie voice.
Yeah.
Craig. Sing I'll be back
in
an Arnie voice.
No, just say I'll be
back. Okay.
We'll end with that.
I'll be back.